very concerned about that. Members of the public maybe themselves get into trouble. And whilst we continue in the search to help find Leslie and her, to bring her back to her family, we are also aware of the fact that there's further dangers out there as there is around any river, but particularly the Morne, the Finn and the Foyle for people who may be out a good intention or even just out blogging for their health, just to be careful around the edge of the river.
And indeed, as the nights are darker and the mornings indeed are darker and people are anxious to get out and help, it is important at this time of the year as well to exercise extra caution.
Yeah, and I mean, it is a very noble thing that people are trying to do, and it is always very good at providing they all get home safely. I mean, we don't go near the water, and such organisations like Foyle and Boyne Fishermen and even the police, we will not go near the water without specific equipment and training, because we're very aware through our work of just how easy it is to get into real serious trouble or even lose your life near the water. So whilst, you know, people, as you say, are out walking, they're not specifically trained, and we're very, very grateful of the fact and thankful for the help of the people of Lifford and Strabane, and the support we're getting and feeding our volunteers and supporting us in every way. And all we would say is we also want to just write a word of caution now we're a week into this, that to make sure that people continue to be very aware of their own safety whilst near the river.